As a man, finding a great pair of pants feels harder than it should. Some look sharp, but feel stiff. Others are comfortable, but wrinkle, stain, or lose their shape by noon. And if you're working, traveling, or constantly on the move, most pants just cannot keep up. That's where Jack Archer comes in.
JackArcher.com delivers one pair of pants designed for real life. Whether it's golf with the guys or date night with someone special, these pants will keep you comfortable and looking polished wherever the day takes you.
That's right, Mark. The Jack Archer Jet Setter Tech Pant is wrinkle-free, stain-resistant, and built to hold its shape all day. With customizable fit options and multiple colors, these are the one pair of pants you'll want to wear every day.
Jack Archer, ready when you are. For a limited time, get 15% off your first order with code GETJACK at JackArcher.com. Again, that's promo code GETJACK at JackArcher.com for 15% off your first order.
It's Draymond Green, kicking off my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast. And trust me, I'm not holding back. Listen to the Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, University of Miami head coach Jay Lucas. Coach, that was a tough one. 11-point lead with 9 minutes to go. What do you think happened in the last 9 minutes or so?
You know, we struggled to guard the ball, and they kept getting downhill and getting fouled and finishing, and then we had some timely turnovers and some missed layups and some missed free throws, and kind of just all piled up at once and came back and bit us.
Felt like the last 9 minutes was turning into a free throw shooting contest. And I won't get you fined. It felt like it was turning into a free throw shooting contest, but the numbers would indicate that was going to kind of be an edge toward Cal because they're a very good free throw shooting team.
Yeah, exactly. It was. Yes, it was. I thought the consistency of the calls was questionable. In the right way to say it, I just wanted to be called the same both ends. But we did foul some of those plays, and we got to do better controlling the ball, and we got to do better down the stretch just finishing.
Coach, just one more on that. How does that affect the way that you guys want to play? And it's really on both ends, right? There's just no pace to that game, and it seemed like when you guys were able to get out in transition and run your offense, things were going well, but there's just no pace to that game in the final 10 minutes.
Yeah, there's no pace. No pace to the game. They're fouling, they're playing against a set defense. We couldn't get out, couldn't run. You know, I thought we did all we could offensively. You score 85 points in a game, you should win. We got to do a better job guarding. Got to do a better job defending without fouling. Usually we're the ones that win the free throw battle. I mean, we split it. They got 24 free throws too. Got to guard the ball.
I also thought along the lines of the rhythm and the pace, Coach, I don't know how many shots you even took in the final 9 minutes. I know it's one thing to get to the free throw line, but yep. At some point you want to be able to run offense and play basketball and take some shots because you're going to have to make a shot at the end of the game.
Yep.
And when you have to make a shot at the end of the game, it's hard to make it when you haven't shot for 7 minutes.
Exactly. It's tough. Right? It's tough. It is. It's hard. And I thought the guys competed. And we got there. You got to make one more play, one more rebound, one more loose ball, one more free throw, one more finish. We had some finishes that kind of rolled out tonight. You know, Malik had one. Trey had one at the end. Sheldon's last one. I didn't really get to see it because I was blocked. I don't know if it was close or not, but, man.
We need to get rid of that rim.
Yeah.
Because that was something going on with the spirit of that rim tonight.
Yep.
It was cruel and kind at the same time, but mainly cruel.
Yep.
And Donaldson's layup, I thought, how do I say that? I thought maybe there was some interference.
Yeah, no comment.
The game comes down. They missed the two free throws. What did you want to do in the final 9 seconds?
Well, one, we knew we were going to call a timeout once we got it past half. So we called a timeout. We set up a play that we liked. Depending on what side is, depending on who the ball goes to. And we had it's a one-point game, so you don't want to take a three or something. Everything's got to be to the rim and try to finish. You may get fouled or something. But just playing through the contact was huge.
Yeah. Shelton got a pretty good look at it.
Huh? Yeah,
maybe
he did.
Step on his man. But
yeah, he did. He did. He had a step, and I thought he had a chance to really go and just play.
As fate would have it, I think the guy that got the winning basket, Manuel Duke, scored 2 points all season.
All season, I know, and hasn't shot a free throw all year. Good for him. He'll remember that moment forever.
Okay, you got about a week off now.
Yep.
No game during the the week until weekend at Boston College, down a player. What do you want to achieve this week?
Just one, we got to continue to figure out rotations, but get healthy. We got to just sharpen up the defense. You know, we're lower on numbers, so we got to make sure we're smart with our time and not kind of overexerting them, but just kind of going from there.
Yeah, plus you mentioned the 85 points normally is a winner. I think I might have jinxed this one also. You're 13-0 when scoring 40 or more in the paint.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you almost get 50 points in the paint, 15-second chance. You know, we need to get a few more offensive rebounds. I didn't feel like we went how we needed to, but, yeah.
Well, this is life in the ACC.
Yes,
right?
It is.
Margins are small.
Yes, it is, very small. So, you know, we got a bunch of big games back left, and we got to keep competing. That's what makes the league so good.
Coach, just one comment on the you know, everyone driving out of here now. The crowd in this place
was great.
Was awesome.
It was
a great
awesome
atmosphere for this one. Down.
Man, it was awesome.
Crowd got into it down the stretch.
It did. It did. It. I mean, it's just one. The guys have built up, I think, enough equity with how they play and how they compete and the style of play we play that it's exciting. You want to get people here, then the league is good, so the games are going to be good. I thought the building was great tonight. I was very pleased with the building and what this place can be when everyone's engaged.
Yep. Largest crowd of the year.
Yep.
And, yeah, you got a chance to see what it can really look like.
Yeah, it was pretty good. Yeah. It was pretty good.
Yeah, it's not bad. All right, Coach. Well, we're going to have some other great nights here along the way.
All right. Sounds good.
All right. Appreciate it. University of Miami head coach Jay Lucas joining us.
Buying pants shouldn't take this much effort. Too many options, inconsistent sizing, and styles that don't work across your day. You want something comfortable, sharp, and reliable without guessing, returning, or buying five different pairs. That's why there's Jack Archer.
Ah, yes. JackArcher.com simplifies everything with the Jet Setter Tech Pant. One versatile pair designed to take you from work to weekend without missing a beat. Easy to wear, easy to style, and easy to shop for. The Jet Setter Tech Pant is wrinkle-free, stain-resistant, and built for all-day comfort. They stretch, breathe, and hold their shape, giving you a consistent fit and polished look every time. Backed by thousands of five-star reviews, they're the dependable pants you'll reach for daily.
Jack Archer, ready when you are. For a limited time, get 15% off your first order with code GETJACK at jackarcher.com. Again, that's promo code GETJACK at jackarcher.com for 15% off your first order.
It's Draymond Green, kicking off my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast. And trust me, I'm not holding back. Listen to the Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.